Blog Talk Radio.
Universal co-signed him. See high, you know where to find him. On a pedestal high up, others cannot touch. Competitors can't stand beside him. He's been grinding since 08, and 1 year later was known as one of the highest rated syndicated radio shows. BTR has gotta be the greatest online show on my flow. I swear the media is so past Joe. That means moving, no reproducing. Timothy Hyde Show, you are now tuned in. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, Timothy.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, we got a new subscriber on the phone.
Okay, I'll wait. Okay. Hello.
Timothy.
Yeah. Hi. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
Well, thanks for calling my show. Can you introduce yourself to my listeners, let them know who you are?
Hi, everyone. My name is Elise Donovan. A lot of you guys might know me from Bad Girls Club Season 8 Las Vegas, and I'm going to be appearing on the new All-Star Battle Season 2, which premieres January 7th at 8 p.m. only on Oxygen.
Since appearing on Bad Girls Club Las Vegas, what have you been up to since the show?
Well, since the show, right after I got off the show, or actually before the show, I was working on a swimwear line because that's what I went to school for, was actually fashion merchandising. So I was working on a swimwear line. At the time, I was on my first collection, and now I'm actually on my third collection. So that's really what I've been working on, just growing and expanding my business one day at a time. Not to mention, I just started a T-shirt line. So I'm working on that to come out by January. It should be out in the next 3 weeks or so. So I'm just trying that out to actually see how it works. This is a little trial line I'm trying out.
You were on the Bad Girls Club. So, I mean, my reason is, what was the reason for you going on the Bad Girls Club? Did you have a plan in mind, or did you use
it as a step? I didn't really have a plan in mind at the time. It's like, I'm one of those people that I'm like, you know, you only live once, so you should try at least everything or try things once in your lifetime. It was just one of those things where, you know, I never thought I would be on that show. Like, people ask me all the time, like, you're not one of those bad girls. Like, you're too classy. Like, on the show, everyone says, oh, Elise is too classy. But there's something I need to do for myself just to say I did it. And not to mention, it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's not every day you get caught in those situations to have to go through a lot of the stuff to go through in those houses, especially in the element that I am in an everyday basis. Like, I've never had to fight girls or get into confrontations for no reason. So it was just one of those things.
Now, since being on the show, what experience and what did you learn from being on the show?
Oh, I learned a lot. I learned, you know, just, you know, you can't trust everybody. Not everyone is your friend. And just continue to just do you. Don't ever be a follower. Like, everyone's a follower. There's all a small percentage of people where, you know, they don't follow. They actually do their own thing. And they don't need people to, oh, let's go do this. Just be your own person. That's one of the biggest mistakes I did on the show, is I actually ended up being like a follower instead of my own leader.
So for the line that you're going to come out, what else are you doing? Are you appearing on any other shows, or are you doing any other TV projects?
Just between the one that's appearing in January 8th, that's really it I have planned. I mean, I have a few things coming along since I am a designer. You know, there's a few fashion shows that I'll possibly be seen on, but really and truly, whatever comes my way, it might be a movie or maybe a VJ position one day. I guess, you know, we'll see what happens.
So, now, is this your T-shirt line? Is this for men and women or just for women?
It's just for women, this one coming out. I'm debating on bringing out some guys, but I think, you know, it's like one thing at a time. I think I'll just try out the women's tees and see how they do.
Okay. Well, I'm available for male modeling if you need one.
Say that again?
I said I'm available for male modeling if you need one.
Oh, of course, definitely. I'll let you know as soon as we launch that men's section.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
You want to give your websites out and so my listeners can find out more information about you?
Sure. It's EliseDonovan.com. You can check out that E as an elephant, L as in Larry, E as an elephant, A as an apple, S as in Sam, E as an elephant, Donovan, D-O-N-O-V-A-S.
Okay. You want to give me a shout-out?
And EliseDonovanSwimwear.com.
Would you like to give any shout-outs?
Just a shout-out to my manager and my publicist. Like, you know, they've been really trying to push me to, you know, work hard and just they help me where I need to be. So I give them a shout-out, too.
Right. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I appreciate you so much. And much success with everything, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
It's done.
Put you Treat my dad.